I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It feels a little more normal to get back in this chair tonight. It didn't feel quite so normal. I wasn't super comfortable in my own skin this time 24 hours ago, just because coming off vacation or a week away, it's always a bit jarring to get back into the schedule. And I had plans on sleeping Monday because, you know, that would be helpful. Nah, thunderstorms. Thunderstorms and dogs, they don't mix. But Penny is, she's fine. So don't you worry about her. Instead, you can worry about Penny's mama never sleeping ever again as long as I have the dog. Not on vacation, not when we're home. She only sleeps when I'm awake. She does not sleep when I'm actually sleeping. I don't know how we got into this routine, but I'm here. And as I say, it feels a little more routine, a little more comfortable easing back into it now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and we're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So we've got a lot planned for this show, even though the playoffs were dark. How about that? We haven't been able to say that for, is it over a month now? I can't remember exactly when the NBA play-in tournament tipped off, but it feels like that first round in the NBA, even with no game sevens, took 8 weeks alone. It didn't. It's just how it felt. Now that we're through to the conference finals in the NBA and we've completed an extensive opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, we finally had one manic Monday with nothing but baseball and a limited baseball schedule at that. I actually felt like I had some free time coming off vacation. That wasn't terrible. So it was interesting. I said to producer James, it's a taste of what July will be like. Not a bad thing. Some of my favorite shows of the entire year are in the heat of summer when we get to be a little creative and get outside that lane where you're beholden to the events that are taking place every night. And so it was kind of fun to talk about the show tonight and to figure out what we would throw out there and how we would navigate these 4 hours. It actually feels like a lot longer than that, doing radio on Monday, because I spent time on not just a podcast, but I had to look presentable on camera for a video on YouTube, a video podcast. Is there a special name for that? Video podcast? Vodcast?
No, it should be called a vodcast, but it's just a podcast, video podcast.
All right, so it's a video podcast.
Stream, maybe?
Video stream. The funny thing was, until about 45 minutes before we actually started this video stream, I didn't realize it was going to be video. So I was prepared to be connected over audio with a pretend, like with a streaming service, but wasn't planning on doing video. And at the last second, I asked the host who had invited me, hey, just to clarify, this is audio, not video, right? And he writes back, oh, S-H-I-T. Did I not mention that it's video? I was planning on it being video. I don't even know how to do audio only. Ha! So then, of course, I had to take my hat off and I had to, because I had woken up and thunderstorms and had to, at the very least, put on a shirt that wasn't something I would work out in. I did my hair just because I couldn't go on a video podcast without doing my hair. I apologize to him for looking like I just woke up. But he was wearing his visor on backwards, so I don't think he really cared. Anyway, I'll have to tell you about it and where you can find it. But if you're on my Twitter, definitely you've seen it because he was tweeting about it all day and I shared some of those tweets. This is really funny, Jay. This is the difference between me and our host. And again, I'll tell you more about it coming up a little bit later. He does a promo video to indicate that I was going to be a guest on the show Monday afternoon while he's driving with a cigar in his hand. So that's how he told people that I was going to be a guest on his show. Driving down the highway, holding his phone, making a video, and smoking a cigar.
One hand with a cigar, one hand with the phone.
Don't ask me. Maybe the phone. Yeah, maybe the phone was on one of those stands. You know how a lot of people have that little. It's a little bit like what I put my Garmin GPS on. Right. It has a little stand that sits on the dashboard. So maybe that's what he was using for his phone. But he definitely had a cigar in one hand. And he was yapping away to preview what was coming up on his show. And so I did write back to say, yes, I'm excited about your podcast, but I will not be driving and smoking my cigar at the same time. Anyway, so we had fun. But that's why I feel like I've already done a couple hours of media, a couple of hours of radio today, because I made an exception for him. I typically say no to all video podcasts. That's a hell to the gnaw, especially when I've just woken up. But I did it for him, and we had a good time. I don't think I said anything that would get me fired. I did not swear. He dropped many choice words because that's the type of video that he does, type of YouTube show that he does. And we actually had a bunch of people. He told me this. I couldn't see the comments from people who are listening. But he said, they loved you. There were so many people that were writing in comments that they listened to your show, that they knew you from your previous network, blah, blah, blah. So I told the story of why I left my previous network. And we talked about dogs because he's got four. And Penny was snoring next to me, of course, because what else does she do? And so we talked about that. And then I gave some opinions, some strong opinions about a couple of topics that he brought up. He called them takes. I didn't correct him. I just rolled my eyes. But anyway, so we'll have to show you where you can watch it. If you are so inclined to see me right after I wake up doing a video podcast, no, we will never turn this show into a video. Period. End of story. Ever. Why are you laughing?
Wait. No. I just can't wait to see this what you did this afternoon. I mean, knowing who you did it with, the cigar in hand, the swear words sounds pretty on brand. So yeah I'm excited.
But I don't think I said anything that would get me fired. Now, I will say this. He asked me about a couple of topics, one in particular that I've never talked about on this show. I have a strong opinion about it. I've never talked about it on this show, only just because we've been so busy this spring and I don't know. We've just never gone into it as depth as what he talked about. So, yeah, the last I knew, his video podcast had more than 2,500 views. He's pretty big on social media and in YouTube and on Netflix. And so so we'll see. We'll see if I've gotten some feedback. We'll see if I get any responses from the company. I doubt it. They don't even know that our show exists. So why would they know that I made a podcast with a host that follows no pattern and does not fit a prototype?
Yeah, I don't think they're looking.
Yeah, I honestly, as long as I still show up for work and no one has to send out an APB, I think that's about as far
that's
as
about the standard.
That is about as far as they care. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So if you are trying to solve the mystery, well, then you can check it out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thank you so much for all of your comments about my vacation photos. I promised when we started the show that I would share more photos on Facebook. So we're going to tell different stories and share some photos on Facebook because I haven't done more than a few. Jay has to help me with those for many reasons that are all stupid. And so we're going to drop in a few stories on this show and the next couple of shows as we head through the week, because, you know, I always have stories and I've been waiting to share my horseback riding story with you. That's a pretty sweet one, as well as some of the other adventures that I got myself into while I was on vacation. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll drop those in, as well as some of the latest buzz around the NFL, because why not? It was a dark night in the playoffs. It was a dark and stormy night in the playoffs. And we've got everything from this question about whether Drew Brees was serious when he tweeted that he might return to playing football in the NFL. His former team, actually his, it would be his head coach if he went back to the Saints, Dennis Allen, was talking about it on Monday and indicating that he thinks that Drew's tweet was in jest. And yet it's created some interest, sparked some conversation in the NFL, if you will. Oh, by the way, rule breaker as he is, the host of the podcast that I did on Monday asked me who I thought was going to make the Super Bowl. So I, oh, actually, this is, he did the twofer. First of all, he said, so, as a longtime Celtics fan, because that's who I grew up with, are you picking them to win the NBA championship? He said, I assume you're picking them to win the NBA championship. I was like, wow, he does not know me at all. First of all, I said, you know what happens when you assume, right? And he was like, oh, yes, I definitely make an ass out of me. And I was like, well, okay, good. And then I said, my rooting interest has nothing to do with who I think will win anything. And I said, also, here's my theory on predictions. So I had to school him on what happens when you make predictions and guesses. So then he pipes up with, so who's going to win the Super Bowl? And he's like, I'm joking. Before I could yell at him and say, it's May, come on, you moron. So, because he would have been fine with me calling him a moron. I typically don't call people names, but he would have been fine with me calling him that. So, anyway, he broke the rules. He broke the rules of asking me anything. But I did talk about the fact that every week we have people who ask us to predict the championships in the four major professional sports.
It's sometimes as simple as, like, do the Minnesota Wild have a chance to beat the Blackhawks tonight? And I've seen that in, like, our Ask Amy Anything questions, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to ask her that. Like,
I suppose it is partly my fault, since the segment is called Ask Amy Anything, whatever.
Right, I guess it's a fair question. I mean, they are just asking, but yes. Not going to make it.
So, all right. So, like I said, we'll share that experience. It's kind of fun, and we'll tell you where you can find it. We're going to share some more vacation photos and definitely the horseback riding story, because I got wet. All of me got wet, and it was totally worth it. We're going to talk a little NFL, Drew Brees. Also, if he would return to the Saints, there would be a couple of new wide receivers there, a couple of new teammates, actually. And then, because we are on the cusp of what is potentially an historic series in the province of Alberta, Canada, I'm so excited to welcome back one of our longtime friends who hasn't been on the show in 2 years. Now, don't let that fool you. It doesn't mean we aren't friends. It just means that the last time we had him on the show was significant for a reason. He's returning to the show because the Oilers and his province are significant yet again. Plus, the PGA Championship is this week, and Tiger Woods is playing. How does he look? We'll give you the latest report. And are you kidding me with this whole Phil Mickelson Saudi Arabian golf tour? I can't get over the drama and also the money that this tour, these organizers are willing to throw around. It's figuratively the definition of insane. So there's a lot that we'll get to do on this edition of the show. You don't want to miss even a moment. Steph Curry coming up here, because it was a big weekend for him, not just with the Grizzlies advancing, Grizzlies losing is what I meant to say. The Warriors beating the Grizzlies in a game 6 on a Friday night. And we saw Steph and Klay and the Splash Brothers reunite in a way that has got to be hopeful and promising for Golden State fans, as the Warriors punch their ticket to the West Finals for the 6th time in 8 seasons. two really bad years. Remember, they were... They might have had the absolute worst record in the NBA in 2020. They definitely did not go to the bubble. They were either one of the absolute worst or the second worst record in the league that season that was interrupted and then restarted in the bubble in Orlando. And then last year, they made the play-in tournament, but did not advance to the full bracket of the playoffs. So it's been 2 years since we've seen them have any type of success in the postseason. And 2 years in which Klay Thompson was out and Steph Curry spent a good portion of that time being injured, going back to 2020, but even last season missing some time. So it's neat. My mom is over the moon excited about the Warriors being in the West Finals again. And if you've not been following the ratings for the NBA playoffs, shocker, the top rated games to this point almost entirely feature Golden State. The NBA is better, is more entertaining when this team is playing well, because you either love them or you hate them. But you cannot deny that they are a lot of fun to watch. Even if you hate them, you get sucked in. And so we'll let you hear from Steph Curry, who, as I say, had a really busy weekend. It was a milestone weekend for him, and not just because the Warriors made it back to the Western Conference Finals. So a lot to do on this edition of the show. We're going to mix it up. Little hoops, little hockey, little storytelling, little golf, little NFL. It's kind of fun to have a Monday where we're not stuck. That's a bad word for it. Where we're not married to a couple of different games or storylines. I love these shows where we can pick and choose from a buffet, if you will, a smorgasbord. I could house a smorgasbord of food in front of me right now. Instead, it was goldfish for dinner. This is how I break back into my routine. Sunday night, popcorn for dinner. Tonight, goldfish for dinner. I really need to get to the grocery store.
That's how you know you're back.
Yeah. I've got to be good, though, because I've signed up for another race. I did it. I decided that's it. I got to keep going with this. And potentially, not only do I want to improve my time on a half marathon later in the year, but I'm still thinking about maybe training for a full marathon. And then every time I think it, I think, no, absolutely not. Yeah, you're crazy.
You see the bag of Sour Patch watermelons in the locker.
No, it's not that. It's the timing. It's just the time that's required to train for a marathon. I don't think I have it. With this schedule, I don't think I have it. But maybe that's an excuse. I'm not really sure. All right. We're glad to have you with us. Hope you survived your Monday. Survive in advance, baby. That is what it's all about. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, After Hours CBS. If you did not take our most recent poll, it's pinned to the top of our show Twitter account. And then on our Facebook page, don't miss a second. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
He's getting evaluated now. Nothing further. I mean, we just watched the replay. He was going after a dribble, and Jordan Poole actually grabbed his knee and yanked it, which kind of triggered whatever happened. So I'm actually going to be very curious to see what happens after that.
Yeah, I mean, it was a basketball play. We doubled him, and I hit the ball, and I was going for the ball. I mean, obviously, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Brooks will take it to the front court, lets it fly, banked it in at the buzzer, and the Grizzlies hit another half-court three, but it's too little, too late. The Warriors will win 101-98, and they take a 3-1 lead in this best of seven.
Wednesday is going to be the hardest one yet. It always is, the closeout, and we're going to have to put this one behind us and think of a good game plan.
Brooks working on Moody, into the lane. Hanks lays it up with the left hand and in off the window. 110-61, 49-point Grizzly lead, and the Grizzlies are cooking, and the Warriors right now are staring down at the other end of the floor. Timeout, Golden State.
They're not going to whoop that trick alone. We're going to whoop that trick together if we're going to whoop that trick, you know?
I think we just had just great energy. So, you know, we're going to need that, you know, moving forward. Game six on the road. It's going to be, you know, a tough one. But are we accepting the challenge? Are we responding to it? And are we going out there to do everything we can in our control to go in a victory?
Hand off Curry. Deep three on the way with one on the clock. Back rim miss. Looney again finds Thompson. Loads up a triple. Good! It's madness! Just madness! Curry with one, has to take it. He does. It's up, and it's good. It's a three ball in the left corner, fading to his left. The Warriors go up 16 with 95 seconds to go. Ball flipped away by Tyus Jones. Ball game's over. The series is over. And for the first time in 3 years, the Golden State Warriors are going back to the Western Conference Finals. Final score, Warriors 110, Memphis 96.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That appropriately describes the dramatic end. Actually, the dramatic midsection through the end of the Grizzlies-Warriors semifinal series. And I told producer James that this is a brilliant montage he put together. So you have everything from the Ja Morant injury and Taylor Jenkins talking about how it was a dirty play from Jordan Poole, which I've gone back and watched it, and I do not believe it was dirty. And we now know that Ja was injured earlier in Game 5. It was not on that play where Jordan reached across and hit him in the knee. So Ja had been struggling anyway. And you get the Game 5. Was it Game 5? Game 5? Game 6. Yeah, Game 4 he gets injured. Game 5 is a massive blowout. And I mean, without Ja Morant, the Grizzlies manhandled the Warriors. I thought the score was a typo. As I'm getting ready to go to bed in my Airbnb in North Carolina on vacation, I'm thinking, what is going on? Are the Warriors really going to squander this win, squander this series, and end up looking like fools because they couldn't beat the Grizzlies without Ja Morant? And so they played so horribly. The shots weren't dropping. And without Steve Kerr, I wouldn't say that they are not a winner because Mike Brown had filled in for Steve Kerr before. But they didn't look like the disciplined Warriors. They looked more like the Warriors that were willing to just jack up the shots from all over the court and not take care of the basketball. And honestly, that's how they started out game number six. But Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, they're still closers, and they found a groove and pulled away then in game number six in the end and found the rhythm and groove as well. So just interesting twists and turns in that series to put the Warriors into the West Finals. You hear the radio calls with Eric Hasseltine from the Grizzlies Radio Network and then Tim Roy on Warriors Radio. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Warriors wait for Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks now, not the Phoenix Suns. And there's a lot to unpack there. We asked you on our last show, so Sunday night into Monday morning, which team has managed the most impressive playoff flop to this point? And even though the poll is still live, if you want to go and vote for another hour, you can do so on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page. I will tell you, unless we get a landslide or a barrage of votes here in the next couple of minutes, the Phoenix Suns are running away with your votes. Now at nearly 56%, so better than half, nearly two-thirds, not quite, but nearly two-thirds of you say the Suns have managed the most impressive playoff flop to this point. And it's not only something that the NBA is still talking about, the NBA community is still talking about, but it gives the unexpected Mavericks a spot in the West Finals for the first time since 2011. And there's no pressure on them. There's no recent history with this group of Mavericks. The pressure now shifts to the Warriors. I don't know, though, that given their recent history and the core of this team, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, who even if he's not playing is a veteran presence and a voice. You know the role he reminds me of? The Miami Heat, Udonis Haslem, who for the longest time, even if he wasn't playing, was like old man Udonis, and they kept him on the roster because of his leadership in the locker room and because he essentially was an extension of Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra on the court when he was out there, but definitely in the bench. So Andre Iguodala, Kevon Looney, who had 22 rebounds in the closeout game. These are guys that are still from that core group that won the most recent titles. And I don't know that they're impervious to pressure, but they don't feel it like other teams do in the NBA. So good to think about the matchup between the Warriors and the Mavericks. Mavericks playing with house money. Meanwhile, it's just awesome, I think, for Klay Thompson to be so excited and to take nothing for granted now. And as I mentioned, it was a big weekend for Steph Curry beyond the Warriors advancing back to the West Finals because he graduated finally after finishing his coursework at Davidson. Over the course of the spring, he was working on his final semester worth of credits. And he graduated with a sociology degree over the weekend. Now, he didn't walk in the ceremony, but it's kind of neat to hear him talk about how he finished his education and why this matters to him so much is to be able to not only get his degree, but also Davidson's going to retire his number.
That's a huge part of just the full experience of, you know, now being official alum, and understanding the traditions of Davidson, the necessity for that degree to have that ceremony. So we'll see. I don't know. We haven't figured out when that'll be or anything like that, but it'll be special to kind of cement an amazing time of my life while I was there. All the teammates that I played with, Coach McKillop, who's still there doing his thing, representing the program that he built, and being a part of that history means a lot.
For those of you who don't remember, Steph Curry as a sophomore and then a junior at Davidson, part of two of the most electric March Madness runs that we've ever seen. I mean, that's when the world was introduced to Steph Curry as a skinny sophomore at Davidson, torching the Nets in the NCAA tournament. So then why a sociology degree? And he was asked whether or not he had to write a thesis paper.
Why sociology? That's a good question. Back when I was in school, it was between that and math for me. And it was just
math.
I took a couple classes, I think my freshman, sophomore year, that I enjoyed. And saw it through there. I did have to write a thesis. I wrote it on advancing gender equity through sports. So got to analyze some of the things that I've done since I left school and apply a sociological lens to it. And understand how a lot of different people are promoting gender equity through their voice, their platform, money, financial investments, and their time.
I appreciate his thoughtfulness about his thesis. Now, I didn't do a thesis for my undergrad, but I did one for my master's degree at Syracuse. So I thought that was interesting that he had to write a thesis paper. But he did his on gender equity in sports and how sports can be a pathway, an avenue for increasing gender equity. But yeah, did it catch your ear or just me? Marco Belletti is here in studio. He said sociology or math. Could those two things be any more opposite end of the spectrum?
I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Sociology or math?
Or math. Wait till I tell my mom that Steph Curry nearly... My mother loves Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So wait until I tell her that Steph Curry nearly became a math grad, a math degree owner. The fact that she teaches math, she's going to be over the moon excited.
Yeah.
Would you do with that?
Well, I was going to say, it's almost kind of like, you know, even if, I mean, sociology, I guess you could do other stuff, but like, you have a math degree, unless you're a teacher. Like, what do you do with that? I mean, and I'm
research.
Saying, and I say this as someone with a history degree.
Analytics? Is there not a place in sports now for math formulas?
I guess. And again, I mean, I have a history degree. What do I do unless I teach? What am I going to write a book on the Civil War? Like,
I would read it.
No idea what to do with it. That's why I sit here. That's the point. Like, there's sometimes you have like a degree and it's like, well, there's no like direct path.
Why did you pick history?
I guess because I liked history. I always did.
Me too.
My original plan was to teach and to coach.
You would have been the coolest teacher ever.
Yeah, you know what? I got to tell you, I spent the first day where you have to like sit in the back of the class and watch. Uh-huh. And I was in like a third or fourth grade or whatever. And I was thinking more high school, but still. Right. And I went with a friend of mine because we happened to get the same school. Drove down together. Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Whatever. We got to lunch and I was like, yeah, I'm never going to be a teacher. And he's like, are you serious? You've been here for 2 hours. I was like, I can't do this. There's no chance. I can't do this. And I never finished my teaching degree.
Really?
Yeah, no, I knew. I just knew it. Do I like talking to people? Yes. Do I like helping people? Yes. Have I actually taught adults? Yes. And do I enjoy it? Absolutely. Put me in front of kids? No, I'm sorry. It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Well, I teach little kids at church, and I've done some coaching and some teaching at the elementary school level, working with youth. My mother teaches high schoolers, and high schoolers are the evil ones. Like, I can't. I tell her that someday when I'm a mom and I have teenagers, I'm going to ship them to her so that she can raise them. Because I don't know. She's 75 and she speaks their language. It's like some of those coaches that you get in professional sports who they give her crap and she gives it right back.
Yeah.
Like, she's so... She does not take their crap, and it's just amazing.
I would imagine she also grows with them. Because if you're away for a long time, it's hard to speak the language.
Yes.
But if you grow with that, you see the changes. I mean, every generation, you see it. But if you're involved in it, my sister's been a teacher now for, 20 years? Whatever. My father was a teacher. Like, my family is a lot of teachers. I think when you grow with it, you're not as disconnected with the youth, if you will.
Yeah.
But if you don't hang around, I mean, I don't spend a lot of time with teenagers.
Well, you will.
Shocking,
soon.
Right? You know what I mean? But like, that's why, like, you know, if you come across a teenager every, 10, 15 years, you're like, oh man, they speak a different language. Yeah. But if you're around it every day, it's a little easier to understand it.
Well, my mom is an amazing teacher. And I mean, they have that respect for her. But the eighth graders, the ninth graders, Mrs. Mooney, Mrs. Mooney, Mrs. Mooney, Mrs. Mooney, they love her, love her to death. So it's really cute. Anyway, so yeah, that's interesting. History. I do love history. I would read your book on the Civil War. So
I mean, that'd be a lot of time, and I can't imagine there'd be a whole lot of profit involved in that. So,
Profit in radio. So much profit in radio.
Probably more than writing a book on the Civil War.
So, congratulations to Steph Curry on getting his degree from Davidson in sociology, not math. A little bit later on, he will summarize the challenges of facing the Mavericks. And also, Steve Kerr nearly broke stuff when he was watching them play without him against the Grizzlies. So we got a lot to do. Top of the hour, Jack Michaels, who is the radio voice of the Edmonton Oilers. We'll talk about what is sure to be an epic series between the Oilers and the Calgary Flames. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
'99-'92, Curry to bring it up with 4:07 to go. The one-time dynasty trying to get back to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2019. It's tonight, that night. Curry off a screen, deep three. Good! Looney stops in the paint to Draymond, handoff Curry. Deep three on the way with one on the clock. Back rim miss, Looney again, finds Thompson, loads up a triple. Good! It's madness! just madness.
The perspective I've gained from the injuries I had to now be able to compete at the highest level and be one of the final four teams, it's a feeling that's hard to describe, honestly.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tim Roy on Warriors Radio, as they are, as Klay Thompson points out, one of the final four teams. And we will hear from, of course, Warriors, Mavericks, Heat, Celtics over the course of the next few hours. We've got Eastern Conference Finals that tips off on Tuesday evening, and then we've got the West Finals that tips off on Wednesday. And I love the fact that these are not maybe the matchups that people would have picked to start the season or even to start the playoffs. The Warriors didn't really find a groove. And remember, Steph Curry was out for the final, was it 7-8 games of the regular season? And they slid a bit. And so he came back and they had him coming off the bench, if you remember. And he was on a minutes restriction initially when he came back. And then you had Andre Iguodala go out. And you also had Klay Thompson struggle at times to find his shooting rhythm. So I don't know how many people would have picked the Warriors as the 3 seed. They were backsliding toward the end of the regular season to be alive still in the West Finals. People worry about their depth, and we didn't realize Jordan Poole was going to have such a breakout start to the postseason. And then the Mavericks, what are they doing here? Oh, hello, Phoenix. And so this matchup between 3 and 4 is unique in the West Finals, 1 and 2 in the East. Steve Kerr is rejoining the team now that he has cleared COVID protocols. And it's not the first time that he's been away from the Warriors during the playoffs, that Mike Brown, who is headed for Sacramento, has had to step in for him. But apparently, Steve Kerr is just as agitated at times watching his team from afar as he is when he's on the sidelines and gets really animated because he gets frustrated about what his team is doing wrong and how careless they are with the basketball. Turnovers drive him crazy.
The beer mug that I was drinking my beer out of was close to being shattered after a few of those turnovers.
Do you remember a few years ago when he broke a clipboard in half because he was so angry on the sidelines and he snapped a clipboard in half and ended up having to watch us? We had to watch that video over and over, and he had to talk about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So top of the hour. It's been a long time coming. Flames and Oilers finally meet in what is being billed as the Battle of Alberta in the Stanley Cup playoffs again. And I can only imagine the buzz right now in Western Canada leading up to this opener. We will welcome back our friend Jack Michaels, whose Twitter account is Edmonton Jack. He's the voice of the Oilers. We'll talk about the series and also how the Oilers built a contender around Connor McDavid. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. So you've got our phone number. Our Twitter is After Hours CBS. And then our Facebook page, too. I promise next hour, the next story from vacation. And also, oh, my gosh, so many of you tweeted me about the eclipse. I don't know if, James, did you see it on Sunday night? You saw the eclipse? You just saw the moon?
I noticed that the moon looked a little different. And I didn't realize that it was an eclipse. And you texted
Only
me
you.
On the way in. You
Only
were like,
you.
Did you see the eclipse? I was like, oh, I guess I did because I noticed it, but
was
I just didn't
orange?
Realize. Yeah, it was kind of covered. It looked like it was kind of
right.
A really thin moon I saw, so it was pretty fully covered.
Yeah, so you saw almost the full eclipse.
Almost, yeah.
Interesting. I saw none of it, even though I went outside before I left the house for work. I could see the bright area behind the clouds where the moon was posted up, but I could not see it. I tried. I even opened up the sky roof on my vehicle. Princess Leia trying to give me a peek at the moon when I was driving in last night. Nothing. So I see all these amazing photos. My mom's like, oh, it's so cool. Wait till you see it. I hope you can see it. Nope. Covered by clouds. So tonight I'm driving in. Gorgeous full moon. You got to be kidding me. Only 24 hours too late. Thanks. Thanks for nothing.
It's bizarre that doesn't last longer.
The eclipse?
Yeah. How it wouldn't be like a multiple night thing.
No. I mean, the planets are moving too fast. I'm not going to ask you if you know what this eclipse was or how it happens, but it can't happen two nights in a row because the...
No, it's just a shame how it's so quick, and then you miss it, and then it's gone for however long again. I don't know how often the eclipse is.
Lunar eclipses are relatively common. They're not that rare. Solar eclipses are rarer.
I can't remember a solar eclipse.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
Was it?
Remember how everyone was buying all those crazy glasses on the internet?
Oh, yes, I do remember that, actually. Yeah.
So that was a solar eclipse. So that one's rarer to the point where you can see it on our side of the world, our side of the globe. But lunar eclipses, they occur relatively often, I guess, comparatively. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We had mentioned this a little bit last night, not a ton, just because we were so immersed in Game 7s. But this whole deal about Drew Brees and whether or not he's still with NBC or he isn't and what happens now and his tweet about how he's still considering his options for the future. So that's the big buzz right now in the NFL. And here's Ian Rappaport on NFL Total Access with what he knows.
Well, let's start with the on-field part, because certainly that's the most relevant for what we do here. And I think Dennis Allen was speaking very honestly when he said this was a comment in jest. The Saints have had no conversations about it, and it's very clear. They are committed to Jameis Winston as their starting quarterback for this season and hopefully beyond. And it's important to remember that when Drew Brees, who was awesome, who is a future Hall of Famer, who led the Saints to incredible heights, at the time of his retirement, it wasn't just Brees who decided to retire. It was also the game of football. I mean, by the end, he was, you know, just based on the people I've spoken with, really struggling to run this really dynamic offense, couldn't get the ball where it needed to get to, and retired, I would say, at the perfect time. The thought of him coming back at a couple years after that is just mind-boggling to me. I don't think that's happening. I think Dennis Allen spoke accurately about it being in jest. As far as his TV future, it does sound like he is going to part ways with NBC. It does not sound like it is his decision, and certainly he's going to have some opportunities to call some games in the booth. It just doesn't sound like it's going to be with NBC.
Okay, so the reports have seemingly indicated that neither Drew Brees nor NBC was particularly happy with what happened in his first year. So he was calling games with Mike Tirico on Notre Dame football. And so he's getting some reps, but he wanted more time in the NFL booth. And NBC, as you know, doesn't have a lot of games. They've got Sunday Night Football, but that's the crew that features Chris Collinsworth. So Collinsworth, there was a lot of speculation that he was going to be done at NBC on Sunday Night Football, but he's now remaining on Sunday Night Football as the analyst, which means that NBC, while it might have a playoff game here or two, or might be able to throw in Drew Brees now and then, that analyst seat is still occupied. And so that's not necessarily what Drew wanted. Mike Tirico's moving into Sunday Night Football, if I remember correctly, and he will be working with Chris Collinsworth. Al Michaels has moved on to Amazon Prime, where he'll be calling Thursday Night Football with Kirk Herbstreit, I think. So I'm trying to keep up with all the musical chairs. So there is some talk now, and you know about Tom Brady will be taking over as the number one analyst at Fox whenever he retires. We now know that Sean Payton is going to be working for Fox. So we've got a new Monday Night Football crew as well. It's this crazy musical chairs that kind of follows the activity that we've seen this offseason in the NFL, and it might just be that Drew Brees is odd man out. But will he go back to football, and would he necessarily go back to the Saints? Doesn't sound like the Saints are that eager to keep his seat warm, if you know what I'm saying. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.